Hey there, everybody. It's Donna Fox talking live on October 18th, 2015. Wow, today is a very special day. The energies today are in rare form. This is a perfect day if you're looking to really want to understand more about who you are and what's going on. It's a perfect day for you to call in and ask your questions here on Akashic Wisdom. And if you've never tuned in to Akashic Wisdom before, we welcome you. We want to tell you that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And if you would like to call in, you can call in toll-free and talk to me and ask your questions from the Akashic Records. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I am an Akashic Records, certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant. I've been doing this for 20 years. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can dial toll-free if you're in the United States or Canada at 888-627. Is that right? No, that's, yeah, 888, sorry about that, 888-429-5474. If you're out of the country and want to dial direct, you can dial 323-744-4841. And I'm going to be talking about a Skype class we're going to be having on that you can call in for, or we can do a Skype level one class. And so if you're curious about that, you can also email me questions tonight at info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you'd like more information on the Skype class coming up in November, please let me know. So we're starting out with a question. Isn't that great? Okay. And it's from Charlene, and she's from Onega. Oneida. Okay. I would have said Oneida, but it's Oneida, I guess. I thought it was Oneida. Okay. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. The question is I'm ready to access my own Akashic Records. You might want to put the C on the end of Akashic. It's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Akashic Records. What do I need to know most importantly right now about my current most important or number one biggest life lesson? And that's great. So first of all, Charlene, thank you so much for your email question. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the way to do it. You can just email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. So, and what Charlene has done is she has included her current legal name, which is really helpful if you have a question and you're emailing me. That's great. You can also call in, but right now, we're going to answer Charlene's questions. First of all, her question is, am I ready to access my own Akashic Records? Not I am. It's am I ready? And B, what do I need to know most importantly right now? And she's saying about my current most important or number one biggest life lesson. Those are great questions, Charlene. First of all, being ready to open your own personal Akashic Records has everything to do with being willing to step aside, to listen without assuming that you know the answer. What that means is we have our life in a particular order, and we have challenges that we're not sure how to meet sometimes. Yet we have a sense that we really do know the answer to the question. And what is important for you to know is that if, in fact, you think you know the answer to the questions, the masters, teachers, and loved ones, the Akashic Records, will allow you, will not step in, or they won't supersedes your own consciousness. So number one, it's about being willing to listen, being willing to step aside, and truly wanting to know. It's the intention of your question that is the most important thing here. So being ready to access your own Akashic Records is something that comes from your heart. It's about being willing to be heart-based in everything that you do. When we access the Akashic Records, the consultations are based 100% on your questions, whether I'm accessing the records for you or whether you're accessing the records yourself. That would be, and it's the intention of the question or the intention of the information that will get you to the right area of the records. What happens is, when you ask the question, and the intention of the question and the question itself aligns, that automatically vibrationally gets you to the right area of the records. The Akashic Records, as I said earlier, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. Now, that doesn't mean we're necessarily working with past lives. In fact, most of my work is not with people and clients is not based on past lives. It's based on the here and now and the soul's intention of what is going on in your life in the here and now, and how to discern the experiences and discern the intention of the experiences. Now, we could say, as you have mentioned, life lesson. And the idea here is that there are multiple, the reason I'm stumbling here is because we call it, as humans, we call it a lesson. And the reality is that we are all-knowing beings to begin with. We just decide to forget a little bit when we come into the body. And when we forget, we think it's fun to learn all over again. Some people would not admit that that would be a fun thing to do, but that's the game we play here. We play the game of forgetfulness. And so when we are presented with an experience, it allows us to remember. And in many cases, we remember things in a positive way, and sometimes we look at things in a less than positive way. Both are correct, and both are perfect, because it has to do with the soul's intention of experience on the planet within this lifetime. So what you need to know right now, most importantly, is that your crossroads have led you here. There, and what I'm being shown is that it's not really like a crossroads. It's really more like a half circle, and I'm being reminded and being told that it's like the rays of the sun. Has, and that's the way the path is. There are multiple paths here, like the rays of the sun. And so the road in front of you has many opportunities. And those opportunities will all help you arrive at your soul's intention of experience in this lifetime. So when you look at or ask the question, what is your most important or biggest life lesson, the idea here has more to do but with what you already know. The reason they're saying this is because this is not a test for the records, of whether the records know. It's really more about what do you feel is your most meaningful journey at this point? Now, those pathways they're showing me, it's interesting because there's, as I mentioned, multiple pathways, like the rays of a sun in a half circle here. And yet they all lead to the same path. So whether you take one on the left, one in the middle, one to the right, one off center, no matter what path you take, they're all going to lead you to where you need to be. And we don't necessarily do futures within the Akashic Records because there are so many probabilities and possibilities right now, for human beings. And it really has to do with your own free will choice as to the way you create your tomorrow. So the choices and you make today create your tomorrow. So, Charlene, it's going to be also very important that you move into your own truth. And what that means is it's right now it's less about being right and more about being joyful. And what that also means is that in making your choices may not exactly fit other people. And one of your life lessons is really about speaking your truth and staying in your own backyard or staying in your own integrity. And that's very important here. One of the things about being able to read your own personal Akashic records has to do with you being willing to listen and document what you hear, see, or feel. People receive the information from the Akashic Records on a variety of different levels. And so it's going to be very important that you get familiar with how you receive the information. Now, the way I access the Akashic Records, and again, I don't know how long you've been listening or if you've ever heard the program before, but I access the Akashic Records through a specific prayer. It's a sacred prayer. The prayer has been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English, and it was brought forward to the Mayans from the Pleiadians because the Mayans were took on the mantle of being the timekeepers. And because they were the timekeepers, they were also the record keepers on the planet at that time. This is eons ago, thousands of years ago. And it's important to understand that when I open the records for the program, it includes people who are either listening and want to be able to be within the Akashic Records energy, because we only access the records of those people with their permission. So anybody who's listening, I have not accessed your Akashic Records because you have not given me permission. Charlene has given me permission because she has asked me a question. Now, the idea here is accessing your own Akashic Records has a lot more to, has to do with what do you want to do with the information? What questions do you have that would be would help humanity, if you will? So the idea here is for you to look at your life and examine where your joy is coming from. And it's really about pinpointing your joy, if you can, and look at the different things in your life that create joy. You've got a, what I'm hearing here is that you also have a big decision coming up. Now, I am not a psychic. I don't consider myself a psychic. The work of the Akashic Records is not psychic. But they're talking to me here about a big decision that you have to make. And what's going to be most important about this decision is they're saying that the most important thing about your decision is that you remain true to yourself, speak your truth, and stay in your integrity. So that is going to take you searching your heart and your being to what is true for you without, I know this is going to sound harsh, without considering anybody else but what, how it relates to you. Because you've gone too long allowing the needs of others to rule you. And I hope this is helpful to you. If it is, you can just, you know, email me another question if you want, or you can call into the program, and that's fine. The number here is 888-429-5471. And what's also coming is that your questions and the information that's coming forward is for you, but there are also others out there that this is hitting home for. And that's important because this program is a forum to help humanity. So when one person has a question out there, I really want you to understand that your question is not, it's important if you have a question and it's really burning and you really like to know the answer, it's real important that you ask the question, either email or call, because that question is going to help other people. I will ask you, though, to please make the question about yourself. We don't, as I mentioned, we don't open the records of anybody else without their permission. So, Charlene, I hope this has been helpful to you. I would love to hear a follow-up, and possibly you would like to know more about the online class that we're going to be having in teaching people how to access their own Akashic Records. You can do that from the convenience or comfort of your own home. Certainly you can travel to Ohio if you'd like to for an in-person class. That's available as well. But if this is of interest to you, with your permission, I'd be happy to send you information. But I don't want to spam you, so you have to say, yes, send me information on the classes and your work in the Akashic Records, and I will do that. And again, that email is info@akashicwisdom.com. So please follow up with any additional questions. The lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. And Charlene, I thank you so much for sending your question by. So today, as I mentioned earlier, is a very auspicious day. It's a day that people are going to be feeling the energies in a way that they've never felt them before. Why? Because we are evolving. Because everything on this planet is vibration and frequency. And you need to understand that your vibration and frequency is very important. What that means is it's really about moving into, as we mentioned to Charlene, into your own truth. When you align yourself with your truth of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, when those all align and are feeling complete, at that point, you have the ability to create whatever it is that you want. Now, we've talked about manifestations, manifesting here on the program, and talked about the law of attraction and how it's important to act as if they, it is a way of saying it. But it's really about when you act as if, when you're manifesting what you truly want, what you're doing is literally shifting your vibration, changing your frequency, okay? And so you align with that which is what you want. And when you align with it, it's almost like it merges and it comes forward. Now, it's impossible, quite frankly, to align and merge if part of you is trying very hard to align and merge, and there's another part of you saying, this is stupid, this is never going to happen, I'm never going to get what I want. If you have those conflicting viewpoints, thoughts, or beliefs, then it's kind of like they're canceling each other out. So it's really about taking time during the day to work, even for a few minutes, even for 5 minutes, working so that you align in that time frame of not just acting as if, but being it. So, for example, if you are looking for unlimited income and you don't know how you're going to get it, that's okay. You don't have to know. You really don't have to know. But let's say you're driving down the road and this is the picture they're showing me. You're driving down the road, you're in the midst of nature, you're looking at the beautiful trees and the sun, and it's a gorgeous day, whether it be whatever climate you're in, it's a gorgeous day. And at that point in time, you are the richest human being on earth. You are abundant. And at that point in time, it's about looking in with awe of all the beauty and abundance around you and moving into deep gratefulness and expressing yourself by saying, thank you, God, thank you, Spirit, thank you, Universe, whatever is comfortable for you, for bringing forth this amazing abundance. And you can even say financial abundance, because at this point in time, when you're in the midst of nature and you're really becoming so grateful for being able to be on the planet at this time in history, to be able to witness this beauty, you are financially abundant. Feel that. Express it. Allow it to permeate your entire beingness with your feeling, because that feeling is vibrational. And that feeling will not only vibrate, but it will send out a frequency to attract that which you want. Not by worrying about how are you going to get it, but by already knowing you have it. And this time, the way the energies are moving is a perfect time to move into having what you want, experiencing what you want. I think, and again, I've been off the air for on and off for the last few months, but that has helped. Believe me, what I just told you has had a lot to do with the way I've been healing as well. Just as a comment, when I got diagnosed with being severely anemic, they couldn't figure out where I was bleeding. And what was happening is my hemoglobin was at 7 and my binary numbers were at 4. Now, that's what I've heard is our death numbers. I had an enlarged spleen and a large liver. What's important to also understand is now I just recently had an abdominal ultrasound, and my liver is normal, and so is my spleen. How did that happen? I don't know. I don't even know what caused the doctors don't even know why I had an enlarged liver and a large spleen, but it's now normal. and the blood tests are coming back. I don't know what they are right now for the hemoglobin, but I can tell you, I don't feel like I used to. I feel way better. So how does that happen when they don't even know where the bleeding was coming from? How does healing like that show up? The only thing I can attribute to is deep prayer and being willing to take just moments out of the day, more than one time a day, and feeling the feeling of feeling better and putting that intention out there. If you hear noise in the background, that's my kitty cat wandering around on paper back here. Anyway, so then I just wanted to share that with you. And again, if you have any questions or you would like me to answer any questions for you about your life, about your relationships, about your career, about your parenting, about how to work with and best serve people in your life. Again, we're not opening the records of anybody else, but we are as it relates to you. So your records would bring forth, and they would give us the information we need in order to be able to share with you based on what your intention is with your questions. And again, the phone number is 888-429-5471. That's toll free in the U.S. or Canada. What about, or if you want to call direct, our area, our country code is 011, and you can dial 323-744-4841 if you'd like to dial in direct to Station 2 here on bbsradio.com. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I am a Akashic Records consultant and teacher. I am a founding member and a managing partner of Akashic Records Consultants International. In fact, we're having our conference in Chicago a week from today. Actually, it's a week where the conference is going to last on Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to have a wonderful speaker. Some of the teachers are going to be doing presentations, but we're excited to have Catherine Taylor there, and she is a student of the Akasha. She is my student of the Akashic Records, and she has taken the Akashic Records to a much deeper and larger venue. So she's a counselor, and she actually when she works with her clients, what she does is she won't. Whenever she starts into a series to help them with their work or whatever they're trying to clear, she also always starts with the Akashic Record consultation to find the core issues of what's blocking them. And so that's what's really important here is finding the core issues of what's going on and what is most important for you to know in your life about what you want to clear, if you will. So it has to do with your questions, your information about what you want to clear, and the more specific the questions, the better the answer. So if you're asking a question, you can ask a specific question, whether it comes to relationships, finances, career, spiritual growth, whatever it works for you, the best. You need to be specific about your questions, and then that helps align you to get to the right vibration of the answer. So one of the things that we might want to look at this year or this day is what's happening in the heavens. I don't know if you read it or saw it on the news, but they have found on Mars... they have found a picture of like a goddess or a god, like a version, like a picture of like a Buddha. Well, not Buddha itself, but a large enough picture, that they have actually seen the image. So I think that is very interesting. And it never ceases to amaze me how people are surprised, you know, that they're going to see things like this. My goodness, that must mean there are beings on other planets. Well, you think? Wouldn't it be unfortunate if we were the only human, or not even human, we're only living beings in this whole huge universe galaxy? I mean, how egotistical is that? To think on this itty-bitty marble-sized planet, we're the only ones with any type of life or intelligence. I mean, to me, that's ludicrous. Of course, there are extraterrestrial beings. And this is not the records talking. This is Donna talking. The records will tell you there are definitely more civilizations than we could ever count. More wonderful beings of light out there that we could ever begin to meet in our lifetime. So be aware that you truly are not alone. And there are many ways that these beings, the advanced beings, are communicating with us. Whether it's crop circles, or just a knowing that you might have, or a record that plays, or a license plate that reminds you of someone. We are not alone, and we are always looking, or always being taught, if you will, by those beings that guide us. Now, you may have questions about your guides, or you may have questions about who the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones are. Or you may have questions about who is our Akashic Records Consultants International and when did it start. Or you may have questions about how did Donna start this? How did she become a consultant and teacher of the Akashic Records? So all of those questions are viable, and all of those questions are answerable. It just takes you making the phone call. So that's what's really important here. What I will tell you is that this program is for you. This is your time, your ability to ask the questions about you, to find out answers about who you are and what your next steps are. Not because the records tell you what to do, but because they will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And I want to just share something else with Char. It's really important for you to know that it's what is in your heart about your readiness to move forward. That's what's important. You truly... It's really about what you want to do, what you are ready to do, what you feel ready to do. And whatever you receive from anybody, make sure it feels like truth in your body. If it doesn't feel like truth, then ask enough questions until you get what you need from that consultation. And by the way, there are many biggest life lessons as we move forward in life. Not just one. There are so many of them. In fact, it's like I had a client say, "Wow, glad I got that over with," as if there weren't any more coming. Our lives are designed for experiences. We've designed them that way. Before we came in, we made choices about what we wanted to experience and what we wanted to, and who we wanted to experience them with. And that's important to know as well. And again, the phone number is 888 929-5471. This is Donna Fox, and I am with Akashic Wisdom, which is my branding for my work, Akashic Wisdom. We are going to be having a Skype class, although I'm using that loosely because we're probably not going to be using specific Skype. It's actually, it is going to be on the internet, and it is here for coming up in November for people who are interested in knowing more about the Akashic Records. We're going to be doing a workshop teaching you how to access your own Akashic Records so that you would be able to, it's a two-day workshop. It will pretty much go from 1 to 6 Eastern time. And we're going to be doing it first part of November. And right now, we are looking at the 21st and 22nd of November, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving. So the 21st and 22nd of November is when we're talking about you getting your jammies on and getting into our specific internet chat room that we have to let you know that it's available to you. You'll be able to see me, I'll be able to see you, and you'll be able to see the others in the class. It's pretty fun. And so that's a Skype level one on the 21st and 22nd of November. So if that's of interest, please let me know. Email me, and I will send you all the information you need about how to register. And you can register via PayPal or send me a check, whatever's good for you. And after that class, you will know how to access your own personal Akashic Records. You'll be able to know how to use the Akashic Records energy in every area of your life and to help you expand your creativity, to help you expand your parenting skills, to help you expand whatever consciousness in whatever area you want to be expanded. So whether it's writing or sculpting or painting or any type of creating, maybe it's mathematical that you want to find the answer to a specific formula. Maybe you want to write a business plan. You can do all of that through the Akashic Records. And that's what makes it so exciting. I also do life coaching through the Akashic Records and business coaching as well. Because even a company has an Akashic Record because it was created by a human or more than one. So business consulting, life coaching, all of that, marketing help, writing a business plan, all that can be done through the Akashic Records. I also have students who are attorneys, and they write their legal briefs with their records open. It's fascinating work, and again, can be used in every area of your life. So if that's of interest to you, and you don't feel like flying into Ohio to take the class in person, which you're welcome to do, you'd like to be able to take it via Skype. I'm just using that. We have our own internet viewing room where we all sign in to this one specific room, and it is private, unlike Skype, which is not private. I mean, anybody can hack in, but this one can't hack into. So again, if that's of interest to you, please let me know. It's, like I said, two-day class. Goes from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, it's 9:40. At 9:45, if I haven't heard from anybody, I'm going to say goodnight and wish you all well. Again, you're either able to email, you're able to call in with any questions you might have. What's going on in your life that you would like information about? Oh, by the way, if you would like to attend the conference, the Akashic Records Consultants International Conference, if you have taken level one, you can attend. It does require that people have a minimum of a level one information or workshop. in order to attend the conference, because during the conference, we as a group open our own records and work in our records, and so you would feel very left out if you didn't know how to do that. So if that's of interest to you, our conference is October 24th and 25th. And if you've taken a class with an Akashic Records Consultants International teacher, then we would love to see you there. Okay. And again, it's the 24th and 25th. And there also we're having a mandala class, the Friday before, the 23rd, Ronnie Reisler is an Akashic Records teacher and master artist, and she is going to be teaching people how to create their own soul's mandala through the Akashic Records. And that's going to be very exciting. So, again, if you want more information on that, please email me. Happy to get that out to you. Okay? All right. Well, it's now 9:42. I really want to say thank you so much for listening. If you have a question, you have 2 minutes to call in. It's 888-429-5471. I want to tell you just briefly that, as we mentioned before, looking into the energies today and tonight are so important, so important. It's also important for you to be aware of what energies you're drawing to you. So what energies are you drawing to you? How does your life look and feel? How do you want it to look and feel? What is there that you want that you don't have that would help you? What is it that you would want that you don't have that would help you, and why? And we're not talking about, I want to have $1 million. I mean, certainly you can manifest that. That's not what we're talking about here. But it's more than just money. And it really has everything to do with how you come forward and what vibrations and frequencies you're putting out. So how are you creating your life today? And what help would you like in creating a life that has more for you? So again, what is your life? What are you missing? How would you like it to look and feel? Those are questions that you can ask all week. And then I won't be on the air next week, but I will be on, I will be back. The program will be back on the 25th of October. No, actually, sorry, not the 25th. It will be on November 1st. That's when it'll be. Yep, November 1st is when the next show is. So get your questions together. Feel free to write them to me even before the show. And I will look forward to speaking with you then. I hope you have a wonderful miracle-filled week. Thank you so much for listening. And we're going to close the records now. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all your wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed for Akashic Wisdom Show on October 18th, 2015. And with that, we say amen. Well, good night, everybody. If you would like to be a guest on my show, please email me information about what it is that you're offering and why you'd like to be a guest on the Akashic Wisdom Show. Thank you so much. Again, this is Donna Fox, and you can get me via email at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.